Last year, Minnesota's three-party government came together to pass record-breaking tax relief, with the state continuing to run budget surpluses, now projected to be $1.8 billion in the current biennium. House Republicans say they want to take the tax cutting further. Their proposal would reduce tax collections $3 billion over the next 3 years. House Speaker Steve Swigum introduced the details with characteristic enthusiasm.
Wonderful bill before you. Lunch bucket tax cut. Every Minnesotan is going to get a tax cut. Every one of them. This bill has been put together in such a way that that Minnesotans are recognized not only now but into the future for the overage of taxes that we've collected in the state.
The centerpiece of the bill is across-the-board cuts in the personal income tax. The top and bottom brackets would fall by half a percentage point, and the middle tier would drop by 0.75 percentage point. The measure also proposes a $500 million sales tax rebate, about half the amount of last year's. Other provisions include property tax relief for agricultural land, commercial property, and apartments, as well as a new health insurance premium deduction. Although the highlights of the bill mirror last year's compromise, Senate Taxes Chair Doug Johnson of Tower says the Senate DFLers won't support the plan.
There'll be no cut on the top bracket. That's a bottom line position going into conference committee. We will not sign a conference committee report if there's any cut in the top tax rate. They got their tax cut last year. This year it's time for the middle income taxpayers to get their relief.
Johnson says the Senate will approve more modest income tax reductions by raising the personal and dependent exemption by roughly $360. He says they'll also lower license tab fees and provide targeted property tax relief for a total cost of $275 million a year. Senate DFL leadership say they'll reserve the rest of the surplus for investments in education, the environment, and transportation. But in a statewide radio campaign, Republicans say investment is just a code word for liberal politics.
The Democrats want to spend our money on more big government programs. Fortunately, there's one group at the state capitol who's on our side, Minnesota Republicans.
The 60-second spot is the first shot in the election year tax fight. It asks voters to contact legislators in support of the GOP strategy. But Republicans will also need to win over the governor. Ventura has repeatedly frowned on major tax reform this year, although he is pushing a $75 cap on license tab fees. Spokesman John Woodley says the governor prefers to save the bulk of the surplus for a property tax overhaul next year. He says it's now time for House, Senate, and governor to sit down and talk.
I wouldn't speculate as to what our, you know, bottom lines might be, but we know the drill. We know what we want, they know what they want, and we got to get together and figure something out, because the alternative is no bill at all.
No bill at all would effectively preserve the surplus and might play into Ventura's hand. Woodley says the administration isn't interested in stalemate, but bridging the gaps won't be easy. Apart from the sales tax rebate, the three sides have little common ground. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.